The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Welcome to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson, where Mike and his guests bring you the wisdom of Wall Street. Over the next hour, you'll not only get straight answers to your questions about your money, but also get first-hand insight into the economy and the markets from a man who's seen the ups, downs, and turnarounds. Thanks to more than 38 years' experience in the financial industry, Mike is Master Certified with Ed Slott and Harry S. Dent. Get ready. Straight Talk Money starts right now.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday. I'm Peggy Tuck. Coming up on today's show, it looks like the smart money is jumping into energy. So should you be doing the same? Our Fed expert, Doug Roberts, is going to join us. He's got some insight coming from the policymakers. And are you destined to be a billionaire? Well, maybe so if you possess these three traits. More on these and other need-to-know financial news coming your way this hour on Straight Talk Money. Here's Mike.
Well, we're coming to you from Houston, Texas, which is waterlogged. I think I saw Noah's Ark floating down Woodway just a few minutes ago, looking for animals, I think. Oh, my gosh, it's a mess. And I tell you one thing I learned. That's what kind of passed this along to you. Kind of from an investment standpoint. But my house got flooded night before last, and we are at least a portion of it. And I got about a foot of water in there. And, you know, I could have prepared differently for this. I didn't realize this, but there was a type of insurance. I thought I had it, but I didn't. I didn't look into it close enough. And so I'm going to have to pay for all this myself. I'm going to have to, the burden will be on me to take care of everything. But it got me thinking about something else. It got me thinking about, I did come in yesterday to meet with a client, and we were talking about long-term care, and we were talking about how his mother was on long-term care, his father is now on long-term care, and I got to thinking about this. You know, there's something that you know, we don't like to prepare for bad things in the future. We really don't. There's just something about us. We don't like to. You'd be surprised how many people out there don't like to talk about wills and don't have a will, because they like to pretend to themselves that they're never going to die. All of you know somebody like this. All of you know somebody out there like that who just won't talk about death, who just won't deal with the issue. And a lot of you, unfortunately, probably know some people whose wills aren't prepared appropriately. If your will has not been looked at in the last, I would say, 5 years, maybe 10, but certainly in the last 5 years, you're probably missing out on some things. And there's some different ways to address things. I've learned that from our financial planning department here lately. There's different ways to address things that are more appropriate than others. So I would use this. You know, I was just kind of thinking yesterday as I was, you know, taking all the books that I wish I had read out to the curb. Because it destroyed about 90% of my books, because I had them in storage getting ready to move and had just packed most of them up. And as I was taking things out there, my yearbooks and stuff,
irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's all gone.
There are restorers for things like that.
Oh, there are?
Yes.
Well,
it's gone now?
They'd have to be one heck of a restorer for some of the stuff I read. But the fact of the matter is, I got to thinking about preparing for things in advance. I don't know if I could have prepared completely for what happened to me yesterday in the storm. But I could have done some things. I could have done some simple things. And it got me thinking about things like disability and how you want to prepare yourself for those things that you don't think are ever going to happen, but at some point or other, likely will, particularly with disability. I mean, we don't, you know, we're all going to die. There's a 100% chance of that. But you know, there's actually, the before you die, there's about a two-thirds chance you're going to need some form of care. I think it's 67%, as a matter of fact, that you're going to need some form of care before you die. And probably all of you know somebody. If it's not in your own family, you know somebody. In fact, if you're talking to me or if you're listening to me, you now know somebody, because my 95-year-old father is in a care facility. So now you've heard somebody that yes, it's needed. And fortunate enough, we had it for my father. And for that reason, it is not draining the estate that goes to my brother and sister. Otherwise, it would literally be draining the estate each and every month. And it's not. So you want to use situations like this to kind of rethink your position, and that's kind of what I've done.
You now, know, Mike, you brought up another interesting point that people may or may not realize. Is we had this discussion yesterday because you said insurance wasn't going to pay for it. That
right.
The difference between flood insurance and, like, rising water or if a window breaks, there is such a fine line. I would encourage everyone to check their insurance to make sure that they are covered for these, you know,
absolutely,
these different types. Because, like you said, you know.
Yeah, because I thought I was insured. I was at State Farm, had a great agent, thought my homeowners and things like that. And they said, no. With floods, homeowners doesn't cover that. And I just didn't know that. So, it's unfortunate, but it's kind of how you learn. But you don't want to learn. I mean, this is something that will pass, right? Mm-hmm. So I've spent all day or a good part of yesterday cleaning out my garage. I got to go back out there today. I've got workmen tearing out walls and stuff like that. And this will pass. I'll get through this. But you get into situations that are more debilitating, like long-term care. It doesn't end. In fact, long-term care, when you're older, usually just ends when they pass. You know, my father, who's 95, wonderful man, still very bright, very alert, pretty healthy, as a matter of fact, just can't walk very well and needs some help taking care of him. But he could be around for a long, long time, And it will only end when my father passes and joins my mother in heaven. I mean, that's when this will end. You know, and as you get older, you have to face like things like this in life. It's really important. Kind of they say, put on your big boy pants and kind of face it, because that's really kind of what it is. And so many people run from it because it has to do with our mortality. And you've got to deal with that at some point. Because believe it or not, it's coming one day for everybody. Anyway, another thing that that is in the news this morning that I'm going to kind of got me thinking is that there was an article that says smart money is buying energy stocks, should you? And it talks about energy stocks. Since I've been recommending energy stocks for quite some time, since it was in the 40s, the low 40s, I want to make this point to you. All right. And I think I've made this point before very clear, but this article talks about, you know, because there are people out there like Goldman Sachs who says that oil is going to go back to 45. They have no idea, but, you know, it makes for good press. And then you've got other people who say it's going higher, Boone Pickett saying it's going to 70. You need to consider energy stocks are a great thing to have in your portfolio, particularly if they pay a dividend and can hold that dividend. A lot of them can, but just make sure they can hold the dividend, that they don't need to be bringing in new oil wells. They don't need $100 oil. But if they can hold, if they can pay that dividend at $40 oil with the oil reserves and the oil production they have now, you're in pretty good shape. And consider it a long-term investment. That's what's really important, a long-term investment. Anyway, when we come back, we've got Doug Roberts with us today, so stay with us. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, where we bring you the wisdom of Wall Street each and every day. We'll be back in just a moment.
Done. Downsized? Outsourced? Pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Attend our live event coming to the Houston Marriott South Hobby Airport, May 29th and 30th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend along with a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363.
Attention homeowners, you've seen your electricity bill go higher and higher, and experts predict that average prices will continue increasing. Aren't you tired of throwing away money every month? You could save thousands of dollars a year while increasing your home's value by switching to solar energy with Best Energy Advisor, the leader in affordable solar energy since 1987. Everyone's heard about solar energy. It works day or night. It doesn't matter if it's sunny or cloudy out. And now it's more affordable than ever. One free call to our experts, and you'll find out how to get a solar system installed in your home. Call 800-816-0365 and ask about the zero down, 1 year no payment option. Best Energy Advisor makes it easy for homeowners to go solar and handles all the paperwork to take advantage of the government's tax credits, grants, and rebates, saving you even more money. But these won't last forever, so call now. 800-816-0365. If your electricity bill is over $100 per month, go solar and save money. Call 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365.
Business news, business financial news, personal finance, financial trends, financial news, the stock market index, stock data, and the stock market. This is Business 1110.
Welcome back to the Mike Robertson Show. I'm Peggy Tuck. Hey, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, now is the time. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the newsletter tab. We're going to send you lots of great information, just like what you're hearing on the show today, but no sales material. It's really easy. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and sign up today. Here's Mike.
By the way, just a reminder, we have a lunch and a dinner tomorrow night. Yes. We'll send a boat for you. We have these little, we have a little gondola. We're bringing in the gondola guys from Venice. So we'll come and get you, bring you to the lunch or bring you to the dinner. The lunch is 11:30 at the Palm. And dinner, of course, is at 6:30 at Sullivan's. I assume there's still a little room?
I do have a little bit of room, but like I said, I would encourage everyone to please get in touch with me today. Just to reserve your seat. I mean, it's complimentary. We're going to buy you a great lunch or a great dinner. Got a great presentation planned.
It really is going to rain that bad. The rain's going to subside. So, it's holding well today, even though we're getting rain for the 210th day in a row in Houston this morning. We will be fine tomorrow. So, please come. As those of you that are just listening for the first time, we have reserved certain seats for you. We've kept out a certain number of seats because these are very popular with our listeners. And so if you'd like to come, just go to straighttalkmoney.com and let us know, because we've got a few seats left. So looking forward to seeing you there. Now, a day does not go by. I can't remember, in fact, the last day that something wasn't mentioned about the Fed. But this man has to be very popular right now, because he is truly an expert in the Federal Reserve. And really all eyes are on the Fed and on Janet Yellen. In fact, the fact that she isn't going to the meeting in Jackson Hole, although right. Ben Bernanke didn't in 2013, but because she's not going there, even that made news. What she wasn't going to do made news. So we're really fortunate this morning to have with us again Doug Roberts. Doug Roberts is founder and chief investment strategist at channelcapitalresearch.com. Let me say that again. Channelcapitalresearch.com. He's a contributor to AOL's Money and Finance section, is frequently called upon by the media as an expert on the Federal Reserve Bank, and we are really pleased to have him with us today. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Mike. Great to be back, and thank you for the accolades there.
Thank you. And you have got to be the most popular man at the dance right now, because you are an expert on the Fed, and everybody keeps watching. You know, there were bets on June, and now their bets seem to be shifting to September, and there's some guys that are saying, forget it, next year. What's your thoughts? What do you think the Fed's going to do? And I really liked, for instance, before you get into that, I've been reading some things that you've written lately. I really like what you did about the words. I mean, is there really a word right now that we can rely on versus a from considerable time to reasonably confident, the patient, as you mentioned in your article?
Not really. I mean, I think at this point what the Fed's trying to do is, in essence, tighten, I guess, if you want to call it, inch by inch. They want to do it very, very slowly. I mean, if you think about it, Stanley Fisher's speech yesterday, he's talking about what they should be really focusing on is where the Fed's going to be in 3 to 4 years from now. On Wall Street, usually, like, long-term traders are 3 to 4 hours. So getting them to look 3 to 4 years ahead is somewhat of a stretch. I think the Fed would like to raise rates. It's just because of the weakness in the economy and around the world, they're extremely hesitant. Yet the employment numbers look reasonably good, so they feel they can take it. They're opting on the side of employment, but they're going to do things very, very slowly. I think it's still up in the air, despite what people think, as to whether they're going to raise this year. But even then, there's a distinct possibility, again, like we were doing with words, are they going to raise it by 25 basis points and then say, we'll have to see, in which case it's the acronym one and done. Is it one and done and then after there for a while? So even if they raise rates and they say it's pretty much one and done for a while, it could still have the same impact on the markets as if they don't raise rates at all.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people seem to be extrapolating, at least in their mind, and I think pretty much it's the investing public, that if they raise rates, it's going to be some phenomenal number. I mean, I know that in the minds of a lot of the general public, when they hear the fact that the rates are going to get increased, they're automatically extrapolating that they're going to get to see their 5.5% and 6% CD again. But from what I'm hearing, even a raise in rates might be really insignificant. As you're saying, it may not, it may not last for very long. It just may go up for just a little bit and kind of stay there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts?
I think that's actually, pretty much the scenario we're laying out. And then you also have to figure that right now, even if the economy doesn't weaken now, it could weaken in a year, year and a half. So let's assume in 2 years they're up to 1%. They then may reverse course and go back again. So at that point, I think, you know, you're going to be in a situation where this is going to be what I think I referred to in an earlier commentary as Chinese water torture.
Right.
I don't think, you know, they may get it right with the economy and not do anything to kind of derail this very, very mediocre recovery. But at the same time, you know, what that is it may mean that for the most part, the market bounces around for the rest of the year with a possibility of a slight rally without making a lot of progress. We could conceivably have a correction anywhere from 5 to 15%, you know, as people become preoccupied with the fact that the Fed may raise rates later in the year and a lot of liquidity disappears as money managers reduce their positions, essentially go to the beach. And then we have a year-end rally, but you could end up not much different than you were at the beginning of the year. With the with some exceptions, some stocks, you know, may actually go up a little bit, and we tend to lead more toward the growth in technology end, that they may do slightly better. But in essence, most of the equity markets may not do much of anything except bouncing around. And that's something that a lot of people aren't factoring into their equation.
Right. Well, I know we're going to have a lot of volatility in the market. That we're actually seeing that already. But isn't historically that the stocks kind of do okay, at least initially, with a raise in rates? Because that generally indicates, and I don't know if it does that this time, but that generally indicates that that things are really improving, and thus stocks really translate into a little higher movement maybe the first 6 months or a year after a rate increase. Is that true?
Again, we've tended to kind of take recent patterns in the last 20 years and extrapolate and say that's kind of what we've experienced, so therefore it's going to repeat itself. And that was true, but then we were kind of in more of a secular bull market as opposed to it's still to be determined, but we may still be at the end of a secular bear market. We're still in a secular bear market in which things behave differently. Also, it's a linked economy, and we may find that a significant portion of this depends upon central bank policy and economic conditions around the rest of the world, because that affects our economy right here. So it remains to be seen. And although it could repeat the existing pattern, it doesn't necessarily have to be. If you go back further in history, basically rate rises had a different effect on the economy. It's really a question of whether the Fed can get it right and be able to switch directions quickly enough if the economy does weaken.
By the way, what is your personal thought on Yellen? You're obviously a Fed observer. How do you like what she's done so far? I know she hasn't done much, but are you optimistic about a Yellen Fed making the right moves?
You know, I mean, I think they're trying to do the best they can. I think what you're really talking about with a lot of this is there need to be policy changes. Everybody's kind of de facto said, if you remember, the fruit commercials, let's give it to Mikey, he'll try anything. It's like the rest of government basically is saying, we don't really want to address the necessary reforms. Let's give it to the Fed. They'll figure out what to deal with it, and they're getting reelected like we do.
Right.
So I think part of it is, you're expecting almost a little bit too much of Janet Yellen and the Fed chairman.
Yeah, well, I understand she's a bright lady, so let's hope she makes the right moves. Anyway, Doug, stay with us. There's a couple other questions I'd like to ask. Folks, we have a great show today. Hope you'll stay with us also. We've got Doug Roberts on with us today, founder and chief investment strategist, Capital Channel Research. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, welcome aboard Emirates. If you just follow me, I'll show you to your seat.
Namaste. Emirates mein aapka swagat hai. Baithiye.
Bonsoir. Je vous souhaite un très bon vol.
Hearing your own language can be a very comforting thing.
Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, kif halik?
And with a multilingual crew from over 120 countries, flying Emirates is very comfortable indeed.
G'day, welcome aboard Emirates. Let's get you settled in, okay?
And see what else sets us apart. With over 100 destinations worldwide and 300 international awards, we don't just say welcome aboard, we make you feel welcome aboard.
Thank you for flying Emirates. We hope you enjoy your flight.
For details or to book online, contact your local travel agent or visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Meet Del Walmsley.
Del Walmsley is back.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, and let me explain to you how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
Unconventional wisdom that will set you free 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show daily at 1 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street 2-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Attend our live event coming to the Houston Marriott South Hobby Airport, May 29th and 30th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend along with a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
You might call me a tree hugger, because I just love the trees in my front yard. Two beautiful pecan trees. What a wonderful canopy they project over my house, cutting my energy bills and making my property much more beautiful. But thanks to my friends at Champions Tree Preservation, I never take those trees for granted. I always call Champions Tree Preservation to have my beautiful trees pruned and fertilized. And right now, there's an even bigger reason to call Champions. We've had so much rain, trees are growing like crazy, and all that moisture makes them susceptible to mold and fungus. That needs to be checked. It can ruin a tree. And you know, spring is the best time to trim your trees, so heavy thunderstorm winds blow right through them rather than causing them to drop big limbs on your home or loved ones. Call the certified arborists at Champions Tree Preservation. They can handle any tree job, large or small, scientifically delicate, or just a simple trim. Real experts and their workers are covered by workman's comp, so you don't get sued. J.P. Pritchard here to vouch for Champions, because I'm a satisfied customer. ChampionsTree.com, or call them now, 281-890-TREE. That's 281-890-TREE.
Clouds are forming over America's financial future. Are you ready for the storm ahead? Ted Gioka of Max Out Savings Advisors can help you through the ups and downs of the market to prepare for retirement. If you're in the Woodlands, join us on the evening of Tuesday, May 12th for a free seminar. In Clear Lake, meet us on May 19th. Admission is free, as is Ted Gioka's advice and hospitality. Register in advance at maxoutsavings.com.
This is Ted Gioka. I'm ready to discuss your future and your finances face-to-face.
Reserve your spot today at maxoutsavings.com.
This is your source for the latest business and financial news and analysis covering personal finance, lifestyle, technology, and stock markets. This is Business 1110.
The straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
Okay, well, the Dow's looking better today. In fact, kind of everything's probably looking better today. The Dow's up this morning 30, and the S&P's managed to open about 0.12% at up 2.65, and the NASDAQ's up 8.22. So, you know, a lot of volatility. We've seen a lot of volatility. I think our guest is going to agree we're going to see a lot more going forward. And because we had a big sell-off yesterday, and we're up in the green this morning, and there's no telling, and we're about to enter in, as Doug said, we're about to enter in a time period where everybody goes to the beach. In other words, believe it or not, folks, there is less trading in the summer. That's part of the sell-and-go-away theory that's out there. I'm not so sure that's necessarily accurate. It certainly has not been for the last several years. But it's certainly part of the legitimate part of it is that people go on vacations. People have other things to do. And as you know, if you're a parent, when the kids are out, your whole life changes when the kids are out. So it does have an impact even on the stock market. But we've got with us today Doug Roberts. Doug is an expert on the Federal Reserve, which is why we asked him to come on today. He is founder and chief investment strategist at ChannelCapitalResearch.com. I'll say that again, channelcapitalresearch.com. He's a contributor to AOL's Money and Finance section. And one of the favorite things that Peggy really is enthralled about is that, because every time that we're going to bring him on, she talks about this, He was part of a he was a member of the Explorers Club, and he was part of that group that discovered the World War II German submarine off the coast of New Jersey, U-869, and the book Shadow Divers. So if you've read the book Shadow Divers, Doug was part of that crew. And so, Doug, is that still part of your life? Do you still people still ask you about that? Do you...
People still ask me about it, but right now most of my adventure work is really taking my kids to various athletic games and things like that. So
it does make a difference when they're out of school for the summer, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, at that point, that becomes my primary activity, although my son did pay me a backhanded compliment. One time he said, after he read the book, he said, Dad, I never realized you were cool when you were young.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You can remind him of that in the future.
And of course, your other book is also a good one. It's almost like a Bible, Following the Fed to Investment Success.
So. Yeah, Following the Fed's hard to do. In fact, one of the things we want to talk about this morning is that a lot of mixed messages about the Fed. They're you know, the Janet Yellen will say something, and then Fisher will come out and say something else. What's going on out there? Why isn't there a unified message from the Fed?
I think really that's something that we've talked about before, is there's really not a uniform point of view, and everybody is more slightly hawkish, more slightly dovish, so each one of them kind of gives a particular slant. And one of the reasons that I think they're so focused on doing the least token tightening is really to, you know, that even though, let's say, Janet Yellen, you know, Bill Dudley and possibly Stanley Fisher are kind of like the elder statesmen of the dovish wing, they do want to avoid open warfare with the more hawkish members of the Fed. So at that point, they're kind of trying to achieve a consensus, and that consensus is rather fragile. And as a result, each kind of like wing, and there are various elements within each wing, kind of wants to put in their own point of view, and they're all speaking out as well.
So well, I guess what you're indicating is don't expect things to change.
No, I mean, I think right now, you know, especially if you look at it with inflation, you know, right now you have no kind of consistent, you know, point of view from inflation. I mean, right now, you know, the top line is going down, but then again, you know, with this rebound in oil prices, it looks like it may go back up again. But then again, people are saying that may be temporary. It looks like that there's some firming of the core number, but that may be more of a positive and kind of a rebound, something that you really don't want to stop. So it's kind of like everybody is focusing on a different little piece of it and interpreting it, and each of them is then deciding now to speak out and kind of give their own point of view and outside speeches. It's interesting, almost as much or more activity with the Fed, or, you know, a lot of the volatility is coming from speeches outside the FOMC meeting as it is, you know, coming within the FOMC meeting and press conference. That used to be the primary determinant. It was kind of like, you know, if you go back to the 90s, Alan Greenspan would sit there, release the FOMC minute, give his speech to Congress in so-called Greenspan speak. Nobody would really understand what he was saying. People would kind of like read tea leaves or do whatever they needed to do, and then that was it. But right now, more and more, as we've had a more decentralized Fed, everybody listens to the different wings and is trying to make some type of an interpretation as to how that's going to affect future behavior, leading to a lot of the volatility in the market, and I think that's going to increase, actually.
Doug, how important is it what's going on globally, and how will that maybe impact their decisions?
I think that's going to be very, very important, because I think one of the things that's now the tapering, if you look at it, really didn't affect the market. The bull market continued. But that was because as we tapered QE, other countries instituted QE, and it kind of balanced it out. So in essence, right now you have kind of like a global balance that's been achieved. And, you know, you're starting to see that even with the intensification of loosening in Japan, in Europe, in China. And if all of a sudden something changes fairly rapidly and we don't see it in those countries, it could have a significant effect here. You have to remember, back in the 2008 financial crisis, it looked like to be an ordinary bear market until essentially, you know, after Lehman Brothers went under, it was a small division of AIG that was offshore and therefore totally unregulated by the United States that then came to then-Chairman Ben Bernanke and said, you know, we have a problem here. Unless you do something to give us liquidity, we're going to take down at least six or seven major financial firms. And at that point, Bernanke says the big problem that he had is he was truly shocked with it and felt that he had no alternative unless you were going to somehow deal with a wholesale liquidation of the U.S. financial system. So at that point, it's like offshore we really don't know as much about. What did they say about China? China is a riddle wrapped in an enigma, or an enigma wrapped in a riddle. So, you know, we're dependent upon a lot of forces that we really can't fully understand or fully get our hands around. And that's why the Fed is proceeding so slowly, is they can't bank on all this liquidity falling into the system, and they want to be able to reverse direction quite quickly if they need
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that's been a real concern is that the dollar is so strong, and it's begun to, in fact, impact exports. Won't raising interest rates even further strengthen the dollar and exacerbate the situation?
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're intending to do this so very, very slowly, is this is kind of trickling into the United States, and they don't want to kind of raise them aggressively, let's say like 1994, even 2005, 2006, in which case all of a sudden they found out they've gone way too far and they have to reverse it. And then that creates even more volatility and uncertainty, because then it creates the perception that the Fed has lost control of the situation.
Well, I hope they take things very, very carefully. One last question, because we've got a minute to go. Do you know how we're going to get out of this situation with all this debt that's been created?
Ultimately, very, very slowly. It's kind of extricating yourself from mouth of a lion. When you've stuck your head into it, you have to do it very, very slowly. The real problem is it's not going to be able to be done by the Fed alone, and the other branches of government have to participate in that. And right now, that may not be the most popular thing to do, and politicians are focusing on getting reelected.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, Doug, it was great to have you. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas and your thoughts. I hope you're right. I hope all those groups, I hope all the branches get together and get us out of this. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great summer. Back in a few moments, folks.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest possible ratings for financial strength. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
Checking to cash.
Need a little extra cash right away? Who doesn't? Turn your car into cash at Check into Cash.
Get a title loan today for up to $5,000.
Turn your car into cash today at Check into Cash.
Title loan amount determined by third-party lender based on value of vehicle and ability to repay. Restrictions apply. See store for details. In Texas, Check into Cash operates as a licensed credit access business, CAB. The actual lender is an unaffiliated third party.
The earthquake in Nepal destroyed entire cities and villages and killed thousands. Now the orphans, the injured, and the sick, they're still suffering. Disease is spreading. People are dying. let me tell you how you can save lives. Call the well-known medical charity Project Hope at toll-free 1-844-454-HOPE and pledge your gift to rush emergency medical supplies to the destruction zone. Tons of donated medical supplies are ready to go. We just need the funding to ship it. Every dollar saves one life. Nepal needs thousands. Call now to ship much-needed supplies to Nepal and start saving lives immediately. Call now with your gift of $50, $100, or more. Any amount you give will make a huge difference. Call toll-free 1-844-454-HOPE. That's 1-844-454-4673. Or give online at projecthopeairlift.com.
Hi, this is Sam Malone, and we welcome aboard Colonial Brass to the show. Colonial Brass, known all throughout Houston, Texas, as the company that comes out and does the front door brass hardware refinishing service, and they do it in the same day. Colonial Brass, they take care of all brands and styles where, right on the front door of your house. They come over, they remove the entryway hardware, they polish it, antique it, lacquer it, and reinstall it on the exact same day. Same day service. This is where realtors go, painters call, contractors call. Colonial Brass, 713-784-7765. Look, don't throw away the entryway hardware. Restore it with Colonial Brass. See their work online, colonialbrass.net. colonialbrass.net. Same day, front door brass hardware refinishing service. Colonial Brass.
Did you know that 63% of homes contain allergens from cockroaches? And that mice spread potent asthma triggers found in 82% of homes? It's true. Common household pests are major offenders on the list of indoor allergens. Learn what you can do to help your family breathe easier. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
Get up-to-date business news as well as stock market, financial, and earnings information here. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
Okay, well, you know, I think Doug had a lot of good things to say.
Always does.
And it is good. I'll tell you one thing. The one thing he did do that I've not heard from anyone before, he did have, when I asked him how we're going to get out of this, he basically said, you know, and I like the way he put it, it's like having your head in the mouth
analogy,
of a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, great analogy. But the fact of the matter is, he seems optimistic that there's a way to get out of this if all the branches of government work together. Now, that's the difficult thing. Because so many times what happens is that Congress puts things on the Fed because the Fed doesn't run for election. You know, the best thing we could do for ourselves in this country, the very best thing, term limits. If we had term limits, believe me, you'd get a lot more done. Absolutely, you'd get a lot more done if you had term limits. I've seen this at a local level in Houston when we've had really great mayors.
Right.
They had term limits. Bob Lanier, who
Bill
passed.
White. Yeah,
these guys were good businessmen. They knew what they were doing, but there was a term limit. They got in, they got their work done, and they got out. I tell you what, if we could get term limits, oh, it would be the very best thing for us, folks. Term limits. Just think that, term limits. Anyway, billionaires, wouldn't you all like to be one? I would. But billionaires share three traits, and no, that's not because they drop out of college, like Mark Zuckerberg did. In fact, 82% have college degrees. More than two-thirds of them started their first venture before reaching 40. Almost half worked for a large corporation before starting out on their own, so they don't all start in their garage, you know. They start working for a major corporation, maybe get an idea. Sometimes they take the idea of the major corporation, and typically large corporations, you know, are not structured for things like
expand
that.
Expand on it.
Yeah. So they generally don't become billionaires until after they hit 40. So for those of you that are not 40 yet, you have a chance. and financial services are the biggest source, followed by technology. But technology billionaires tend to be far richer. So, you know, they kind of catch up.
But some of the things they do is they are smart about risk.
They are.
They
That's one
are
of the three
very
things.
Optimistic and about risk. But they focus on risk that they actually understand.
Right.
And then they find a way to reduce that.
Right. That's
so
right.
I think that's pretty interesting that they focus, you know, they were being more focused on missing out on the upside rather than fretting about the downside. And we hear that so many times with folks that, you know, want to come and chat and everything because everybody's so afraid of risk. And of course we all have different tolerance levels because you work hard for your money, you know.
You do. And I think one of the biggest mistakes people made, and I got this advice one time, and it just so happened that one of my employees the other day came up to me and said, you know, I really want to work on this area because I'm real weak at it. That's the absolutely wrong thing to do. Right. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got from anybody was that we're all strong in certain areas. And what you want to do is the mistake that so many people make is they work on the weak side, not the strong side. Really, what you want to do is you want to work on your strengths. You know, now if you're playing tennis, it'd be different. Like if you're strong on a serve but weak on a volley, whatever. Yeah, you got to work on that, right? You got to balance out your game. That's not the way it is in life and in business. If you're really strong at something, you want to become super strong at that. And then hire other people around you to do the things that you don't do well. And that is absolutely the best way to do things. And that's kind of what Peggy was saying, is these guys get really focused. These men and women get very, really focused on areas that they really are interested in, where they know they have an edge, where they have an advantage, and that's what they focus on.
And if they make a mistake, they learn from that and don't, you know, they're not afraid of that.
That's right. So and then the next thing are is they're curious.
Yes.
They're curious. I mean, they're focused, but they're curious. Curiosity helps them spot maybe an untapped need or an idea. You know, there's kind of a commercial that's going around like this. And last but not least, so the third trait, they're highly resilient. They work hard and they persevere. I was interviewed one time by the Wall Street Journal about as a successful investment advisor. And they said, what is the key to your success? I said, perseverance. And then I didn't say anything else. And the guy, he was waiting, I guess, for some long diatribe. And he said, okay, what else? I said, perseverance. And I said, it's a matter of, everybody gets knocked down. It's a matter of getting up every time you get knocked down. It's kind of the old last man standing comment that, you know, the guy who wins is going to be last man standing. You take a boxing match, who wins? Not the guy on the mat, the guy who's the last man standing. So, you know, they're resilient, they work hard, they understand, you know, and you need, and this is a good lesson for you as investors. You're going to have failure. There are going to be moments in which the market goes down and you're going to go down with it. Your stock is going to go down. Your portfolio is going to go down. It does not mean you have lost money. It does not mean you have lost money. It just means it was a paper change. That's all it is. It's a change in the valuation of paper. In fact, tomorrow, we don't have a guest. Do we have a guest tomorrow?
No, we don't have a guest tomorrow.
We're going to do the 7 lies investors tell themselves tomorrow.
And I'm guilty of every one of them.
we're going to use Peggy as an example. We're going to do the 7 lies and talk to Peggy. We're going to interview Peggy about how she's done all 7 of these tomorrow. Anyway, by the way, we want to say one more time. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for lunch or dinner. We hope you will join us, particularly if you're brand new. Please, we save some seats for you. But really, we have a few spots open for both lunch and dinner tomorrow. I promise you it will not rain. I don't know how, but I promise you it will not rain. If it does, I'll come and get you. And it's 11:30. Lunch is 11:30 at the Palm.
Right.
Dinner is at 6:30 at Sullivan's. We are bringing in Tom Darcy. We hope he gets it in, but I'm sure he will.
He will.
But we're bringing in Tom Darcy, the head of one of the largest healthcare investment firms in the country, and a very successful one, by the way. And healthcare is one of the three areas which I think you should focus on. It is absolutely, if you look for something, it has its own story. If you look for something, it has its own inertia, has its own engine, no matter what you want to call it. You have got to believe in healthcare. I was speaking to my client yesterday. His father, I thought my father was good at 95. His father's 101. People are living longer. You're going to live longer. Your children are going to live longer. But you know what? You're not going to do it without health care. You're just simply not going to do it without health care. At least one part of your body will break down. Maybe your knees, maybe something. But something's going to break down. And health care is a tremendous area for growth and investment. So we're bringing in Tom Darcy, the president of this healthcare company, and he's going to be our guest speaker. I think you're going to enjoy it. I'll tell you one thing, you're going to learn something about healthcare. And for those of you that are brand new, you will not be sold anything. These are not sales presentations. These are strictly informational only. You have my word on that. In fact, I'll be talking to you a little bit about what's going on in the market. I got a couple of charts I want to show you. So I think it's going to be a very interesting presentation. We'll see you for lunch and dinner tomorrow.
That's right. The best way to sign up, by the way, is to go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the events tab. That sends an email straight to me, and I'll send you right back a confirmation.
All right. Anyway, thank you so much for listening today, folks. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow about the 7 lies investors tell themselves. Hope you make a little money today, but more than anything else, I hope God blesses you and your family. As I said, we'll look forward to being with you tomorrow. God bless, folks.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
You've been listening to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson. Be sure to listen every weekday morning. If you want to contact Mike today, call 855-624-4004. That's 855-624-4004. Or log on to straighttalkmoney.com.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we talk a lot about mutual funds on the show and occasionally discuss variable annuities. Mike wants you to remember that you should carefully consider the risk, charges, and expenses of a mutual fund or variable annuity prior to investing. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus or variable annuity sub-account prospectus. Contact your advisor for a copy and always read it carefully before investing.